produce the podcast? You think that would be fun?
Yeah.
What if kittens played the glockenspiel?
Okay, all right, ready? Hey there, folks, and welcome back to What If World, the show where your questions and... Wait, your questions and what, Teddy?
Ideas.
Oh, where your questions and ideas inspire fiddle-faddle-foof.
No.
Inspire off the...
What the cuff stories.
Oh, inspire off the cuff stories. Thank you, Teddy.
Your brain needs a new gear. You left the gear in it at work. You left it behind in the machine.
Teddy, I think that you are ready to host this
podcast. You left it behind in the brain buffet. The brain machine.
You are so right, man. You've got my number, Teddy, I gotta say. Well, Teddy, I'm really excited for you to be my very first kid guest ever. Is that kind of cool?
Yeah,
and this is a live episode, right? People are gonna hear it, you know, later, but you and I are talking live, so they'll see how it really works. And Teddy, do you know where I got the idea for What If World?
No.
Well, it was actually from having story time with you. Isn't that cool?
Yeah.
It's really cool for me. So, folks at home, if you haven't guessed, this guy's Teddy. I've never met him before. I have no idea who he is. But he called me randomly, so I figured I'd put him on the podcast.
Anki, you know who I am.
Oh, that's right.
Seriously, do you?
Oh, I'm sorry, guys. This is my uncle, Teddy.
No, I'm your, kind of your brother.
If I had a brother like you, I'd be a very lucky guy. You are my nephew. So, I heard your mom told me that you had a what-if question. Is that true?
Yes.
Okay, all right. Well, I am all ears whenever you are ready.
I'm ready.
Okay, go ahead. So, why don't you do it like you would normal? So, say, my name is Teddy.
My name is Teddy.
And what's something you like?
I guess I like... I like ninjas.
Oh, okay, great. And what's your what-if question?
What if ninjas could turn into animals?
Let me see if I get it right. His name is Teddy, and he asks, what if unicorns could turn into ninjas?
No, what if ninjas could turn into animals?
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, exactly. So, Teddy wants to know, what if ninjas could turn into French fries?
No, into animals.
And French fries could turn into animals?
No, ninjas could turn into animals.
Oh, gosh, Teddy, why didn't you say so? Okay. Once upon a time, there was a young ninja named Teddy. And Teddy was a ninja in training. It meant he still had a lot to learn. It was actually his first day of ninja school. And what did he say, Teddy? What did he say to his mom and dad ninja? Was he excited for ninja school?
Yes.
Okay, very good. Mom, Dad, I'm so excited to go to ninja school, said Teddy. And his mother said, Son, ninjas are not excitable. Ninjas are serious and silent. That is why your father never speaks, because he is such a good ninja, Teddy's father said. Mm-hmm. And Teddy said, No, I know. I mean, I'm really excited for ninja school, but when I get there, I'm going to be super serious. I mean, I'm going to make a really serious noise. What's a serious ninja noise? Can you think of one, Teddy? And she said, then I think you are ready for ninja school. And off Teddy went. He zipped all the way down to the ninja school and got to a great big wooden door. But he couldn't find a handle on the door. He said, hello, I'm here for my first day of Ninja Garden. Anyone there? Hello? He knocked on the door. And the door knocked back. I don't see a handle on this door. I want to come in and study and be a ninja with you guys. And then he heard a voice as if from all around and also in his head at the same time. And it said,
"This is your first test."
What? A test on the first day of school? That's no fair. Ninja Garden, give me a break. And he turned around to go. Teddy, do you want him to leave Ninja Garden before his first day even starts?
No.
So why don't you tell him what to do? What should he do? How should he
stay.
Get... Okay, stay.
He should probably punch through the door, actually.
Okay. I know what to do. I'm going to stay because it feels like someone told me to. Someone named Teddy. And I know what else I'm going to do. I'm going to use my ninja strength to punch right through this door. Hi-ya! Oh! Okay, maybe I need to be a yellow belt ninja before I punch through doors. And then he heard the voice again.
You can do better than that, young ninja Teddy.
Oh, Ninja Garden, why are you going to be so tricky? Okay, I know what I'll do. What's something else that he might do? He'll get it eventually, as long as he doesn't give up.
He could climb up and whack the window with his nunchucks.
Ah. He says, I know. I'll climb up and I'll whack the window with my nunchucks. And he whipped out his nunchucks. And he started climbing. Oh, you know, it's hard to climb with nunchucks in your hands. Here, I'll stick them in my teeth. And now just to whack the window. Wait a second. I don't see a window at all. It's just a solid wooden wall. But I'm pretty close to the top. Maybe if I use my nunchuck stuff. And he whipped him right over. And he got a good hold. And then he did what every good ninja learns to do. Boom! He pulled up and did a ninja flip. Boom! And he landed on the other side with cat-like grace. Did I pass the test?
You passed the first test. But you haven't passed the second test.
What? Two tests on my first day? And where's the teachers? If I'm at Ninja Garden, that means that there should be teachers here teaching me, right? And then he heard,
your teacher's right here.
What? I don't see a teacher anyway. Wait, where's my teacher?
Keep looking.
He looked left, right, up. Which direction had he not looked? He looked left. He looked right. He looked up. But he didn't look
down.
You're right. Oh, I haven't looked down. Just at his feet, he saw a very small creature that looked like it was dressed as a ninja. It was wearing a gi. What is a small creature you can think of, Teddy?
A spider.
A spider, you're right. And the spider said, hello, you finally found me. You passed the second test. My name is Good Climber, and I teach all the finest ninjas in What If World. Are you such a ninja, Teddy?
Yeah.
Yes. Of course he said yes. He thought he was the greatest ninja ever. And Good Climber... What was that?
He flipped himself over the fence, too.
Yeah, I just flipped myself over a 10-foot wooden wall without handholds. I think I'm shaping up to be the best ninja ever. And Good Climber said,
well, you are a good climber, but you are not the best ninja yet.
Said, aw, come on. Then why am I in ninja school? Said, you are in Ninja Garden in order to learn. Right now you have the potential to be the greatest ninja. But if you want to truly achieve that goal, you will have to be like me. And then he turned into a different animal. What animal did he turn into this time? What kind of creature?
A tiger.
And if you can master all the ninja styles, you can be a tiger or a spider. And he whipped himself back into a spider. Or even a giant. What's a really big creature you can think of? Even bigger than a tiger.
A cheetah.
Or even a cheetah. And he turned into a spotted cheetah and started running all over where that big wooden wall was, encircling all of the ninja school. He ran this way and that, circling it faster and faster and faster. Okay, I get it. I've got a lot to learn before I can turn into an animal. So why don't you start teaching me? Good Climber said, very well. Your first lesson, he was back in spider form now. Your first lesson is to shoot webs from your hair. A piece of cake. I can shoot webs from my hands, no problem. Hang on a second. I just need to warm him up first. And he shook his hands really fast. Okay, ready? What's wrong with my hands? I could have sworn I used to know how to shoot webs. What's wrong with your hands is that they're not spider hands, Teddy. Oh, I need spider hands. So, in order to shoot webs, I have to turn into a spider? Yes, indeed. Come back here when you can become a spider. Until then, I'm going to go hang out in my web. And he jumped over to his web and just started hanging around. Aw, gee whiz. That's no fair. I thought teachers are supposed to teach. He said, that's right. So maybe you need to try something else. Try something else. I don't know what else to try. I tried just thinking about web shooting out of my hands and it didn't work. What else could I possibly do? Now, Teddy, you know that What If World is kind of like an imaginary place where almost anything's possible. But so what do you think he might try next?
He could try to turn into a spider.
Oh, very good. He says, okay, I need to turn into a spider. I need to think spidery thoughts. And he closed his eyes and he thought about spider webs. And he thought about, what are things that spiders like, Teddy?
I think they would like eating bugs.
And he thought about eating bugs. Yummy, delicious bugs. And he thought about, can you think, do spiders like, do they like rock and roll music?
Yeah,
and he thought about rock and roll music because he could always see spiders dancing on their webs whenever he played rock and roll music. And he thought really hard and suddenly opened his eyes. Aw, man, it didn't work. Oh, now I'll never be able to shoot webs. He shot 40 feet of web right out of his hands.
Huh? Wait a second. Those aren't my hands at all.
He looked down. It wasn't his hands. It was...
Do you know where spiders shoot web out of?
I think they're behind.
You're absolutely right. It wasn't his hands. It was his bottom. I just shot webs out of my bottom.
That felt really weird.
And Good Climber jumped out of his web. Well done! You have learned how to turn into a spider! You are going to be a wonderful ninja! But just then, an adversary showed up. Now, ninjas help protect people, right?
Right.
Yeah, so, is there anyone or anything that these ninjas might need to protect people from?
Bad guys, supervillains, stuff like that.
Cool, okay. So, it says, wait, I sense a presence. There is a supervillain afoot.
What supervillains? There's no such thing as supervillains.
He heard lightning strike, and the sky went dark all over the Ninja Garden school.
He said, I don't know if I'm ready for this lesson yet.
And Good Climber said, this isn't a lesson, young one. We are being overtaken by the dreaded.
What's a superhero or supervillain? What's a like a silly name?
Gargus.
That's an awesome name. Can you say that again one more time? The dreaded.
Gargus.
The dreaded Gargus.
Wait, who's the dreaded Gargus?
Gargus is a creature that was once a ninja. He learned how to turn into other animals, but he didn't want to stop there. He wanted to turn into everything. I warned him that if you turn into things that aren't alive, you can start to lose your mind. But he did it anyway. Now he can turn into lightning and thunder and wind and rain and all the elements. And he is very difficult to defeat. And they heard a booming voice all over the schoolyard.
You mean impossible to defeat.
And Teddy said, I don't know what I'm gonna do.
I know. I'll shoot web out of my butt.
And he shot a web in every direction he could. Shoot, trying to catch Gargus in a spider web. And in fact, he did wrap it around one bolt of lightning. But it blasted right through it. And then he felt a roaring wind pushing him over back to the wooden wall.
I'm too small to stand up against this wind.
What did he turn into? What's something that's so big and heavy that wind wouldn't blow it away?
Cheetah.
A cheetah.
He said, I don't know, maybe I could turn into a...
And he thought about things that cheetahs like. Long naps in the sun. What else would a cheetah like?
Running really fast from something that wants to eat it or get it.
Running really, really fast away from even bigger predators. And he opened his eyes, and he was running. He was running not just 60 miles per hour, because the wind was blowing. He was able to run 100 miles per hour. And he ran so fast that suddenly his paws were in the air, and he was running on the wind itself. And Gargus said,
get off of me. That tickles.
And Gargus turned into water.
And the rain started falling, and he couldn't run on the rain. He started slipping and sliding.
And cheetahs don't like getting wet.
Actually, a lot of cheetahs are pretty good swimmers, but he thought,
what am I going to do now?
Between those wooden walls, the water filled higher and higher like it was a giant bath.
If I'm in the water, what kind of animal could I turn into to defeat Gargus?
A shark.
A shark! That's it! Oh! He thought about things that sharks like.
Sharks like swimming endlessly. They like... What do they like?
Eating fish.
They like eating fish.
Yum, fish. And they like... Is there anything else? What kind of music do sharks like?
Old school music.
And they like old school music. So suddenly he heard a funky beat. Hey, that's perfect shark music. I wonder if it... He opened his eyes, and he saw his big shark mouth already wide open. Wow, that's cool. And he bit into the water.
Ow! Don't bite me, said Gargus. Get out of here.
And the water started spinning around like a whirlwind.
And Teddy said, you know, I feel like I'm doing all the work myself here. I turned into a great white shark and a cheetah and Good Climber. Could you please help? And Good Climber suddenly said,
okay.
What's a really big sea mammal? that makes a sort of song. It's one of the biggest things alive.
A great white whale.
You're right. He was a whale. He was a big white whale. And he splashed into the water. And suddenly all the water shot out of the school in every direction. And Teddy was going around, "Yeah, you get out of here." He slapped his tail this way and that. He wiggled his fins and gave the water one good bite on the bottom of the water as on its way out. "Let me go." And the water shot out. And now Gargus was all the way outside of Ninja Garden. And Teddy said, "And stay out, Gargus." And Gargus said,
I'm sorry. I was so mean. I can't figure out how to turn back into a human anymore. And I just feel like I'm going nutso-futso. And I can't,
And Good Climber said, I wonder if Teddy could teach you how to turn human again. Teddy, what should he think about if he wants to turn human? What are some things that you would like, Teddy? Do you like robots?
Yeah, I like dragons, like unicorns, I like.
Okay, so Teddy said, why don't you think about things you like robots and dragons and unicorns and singing and laughing and hugging and sniffing your feet.
And Gargus says, I haven't sniffed my feet in so long. I haven't had feet in ages.
And when Gargus opened his eyes, he was just a tiny old man.
Hey, I'm an old man again.
And he sat right down and took off his sandals and...
that's a good foot. Thank you, Teddy. You want to come here and smell these feet?
What did Teddy say?
Yes.
Teddy said, sure, why not? This time he didn't have to climb the wall. He just had to turn into a frog and boing. And he jumped over to the other side. Then he turned into something with a really good nose for sniffing. Like what?
A kitty.
And he turned into a kitty and... And then he turned back into Teddy. That is a really good stinky foot. Thanks, Gargus.
Gargus said, no, thank you. I spent so many years as the wind and the rain and the lightning. I forgot who I was. And now to smell my own feet again. I want to be a teacher once more.
And then suddenly, a door opened where there hadn't been one before. And he was able to walk slowly into Ninja Garden, where Good Climber patted him on the back and said, welcome back, old friend. It'll be good to teach our class again. And Teddy gave them all a deep bow. The end. How'd you like your story, Teddy?
Good.
Yeah?
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you for being my first special kid guest. It's amazing. Teddy?
1, 2, 3.
Thank you.
You're so welcome.
I'd like to thank Karen Marshall, my editor and producer, Craig Martinson, who made our awesome theme song, Jason O'Keefe for our new artwork, and my nephew Teddy for being my inspiration, not to mention the funniest 5-year-old I've ever known. Until we meet again, keep wondering.
What if world? This is what if world.
The International Children's Arts Network, ICANN, is made possible by the Herbert A. Templeton Foundation, the Oregon Cultural Trust, the Brookby Foundation, and the Oregon Community Foundation. ICANN, poetry, story time, and music for kids.